Is that the same thing as what some people might call a kettle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll get it.
Have you ever seen this?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I don't think I've ever seen a copy.
It's the 1902 edition of Sears Roebuck. It's a reprint.
Oh, there's lots of stuff in there. What's that?
This is a gold mine. Oh, yeah.
See, you just...
I'd even be willing to pay double something.
Careful.
I've always wondered if that story about... Did some mail order company really advertise brides, you know, or anything like that? Or is that just fantasy?
That was been a movie.
There's always a lot of
gear in there, is what I was thinking about. Glassware. There. You answered your own question.
They might not necessarily represent this.
Yeah.
They represent the Chicago area. That's where it came from.
True. What do you call this thing that you put cut flowers in?
A vase. 90% of the time.
We were never fancy. We never said vase.
That's all it was called, wasn't it?
It's all weird.
Even if it was a bud vase or something.
Mm-hmm. It'd be a bud vase, flower vase.
And but if you wouldn't grow flowers in a vase, you'd grow them in a
pot.
Flower pot.
What do you call the utensils that you eat with? The individual your...
Well, you'd say, give me some knives and forks.
I'll take that. Some people say silverware. But I think knives and forks came along.
I think that's more just set the table with the knives and forks. You know.
Country. Why?
Talking about eating after the meal is over. The dishes are dirty. You say you have to the dishes to clean them. You have to
wash up the dishes or wash, not wash up.
Wash and dry the dishes is what we did.
Wash and dry the dishes.
And to remove the soap suds, you
rinse them.
Is that what you said?
Rinse them off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Some people say rinse.
What about when you're washing dishes, the cloth that you use to remove particles of food, what do you call that?
Dish rag.
Just a dish rag.
And the one that you use when drying?
Dish cloth.
Or towel.
Dish towel.
Dish towel.
Dish towel.
Right.
But I think... Yeah, I think towel was more, hand me the towel, you know.
But we did say dish rag for the...
Dish rag for the cleaning one.
Well, what about something like that you might use when taking a bath?
Oh, just a washcloth.
Wash rag.
Or a wash rag.
And the big thing that you dry off with.
That's a... A towel.
What do you call this thing in over your sink that the water comes through? That's the...
A faucet.
Now what if it's outside, something you'd hook up your garden hose to?
A hydrant.